everyone. Welcome to a clip of Marilyn's Life. I am your host, Marilyn Kim. You can just call me Mary. Every Sunday, I will share the most interesting or dramatic moments in my life. I will also discuss some big events happened this week. I could also provide some brand new perspectives on hotly debated issues. So Maryland is basically a casual but fun daily life podcast. Therefore, please fasten your seatbelt, relax, and enjoy the following 20 minutes. For the first episode of the whole series, I want to talk about dream for today. I know dream is a wide, open, and general title. Therefore, I will just narrow the topic down to the very specific aspect of my dream of becoming a celebrity. If you go to Urban Dictionary, you will find the most liked definition for a celebrity is negative. The definition has three features. One, celebrities are rich. Two, the celebrities don't deserve the overwhelming likes and earnings they have. Three, all celebrities are attention-seeking, superficial, hypocrisy, and spoiled drama queens. That's exactly the kind of celebrities I myself wanted to become. And why is that? As a poor kid and a traumatic adult who have to stay up extremely late for work. Yes, my dream is becoming a millionaire and doesn't have to work. That's for one. For two, I mean, who doesn't want to be liked by more than enough people? Humankind is that kind of creatures that could be super confident, but lose all our confidence in 1 second. So the love and likes and encouragement from others is never ever gonna be enough. We always crave for more love, crave for more fans, more friends, and more followers. I just couldn't imagine how happy I would be if one day I was liked millions of times just because I uploaded one of my most boring selfies. If that truly happened, I would definitely be the happiest and the most confident human beings since the earth ever exists. Period. No joke. For three, I myself know I was a desperate attention seeker from a very, very young age. Actually, from my perspective, I think everyone with that kind of outgoing personality have the compelled impassion all the time to be the queen in the room, to be the only drama queen inside the whole school. What we fear the most is being ignored, is living normally without any attention, without any love, and left nothing in the human history. So next, I'm gonna talk about my hopeless efforts in trying to be famous. There are three historical moments when I bust my butt to become famous. So first, when I was at high school, I competed to be the hostess of homecoming party. It is a totally different creatures from the kind of unknown hostess during a clip of Marilyn's life. If there is ever an award for the coolest and the most beautiful or the most handsome kids in the high school, that award should be the host of this homecoming party. The interview for the hosts and hostess was also conducted by the most liked teachers in the school. You know, that kind of teacher who taught music, art, sex education. It is pretty obvious that these kids had personal connections with the interviewing teachers. Some of the kids have already known the teachers in their backyard parties when they're eating barbecues together, and some others have spent big sum of money to participate in the professor's music appreciation training club, while I was the only nerd. But I sat there, ready and confirmed that I would compete with all these kids. I even skipped a class for this interview, which later turned out that the hope for success was extremely small, if there is ever any hope. So the interview question is, introduce yourself and answer the question about why you should be chosen to host the homecoming party. The other kids are talking something like, they could sing, they could dance, they're pretty, they're rich. But I said, I should be chosen because I was the bravest among them. I had the braveness to stand here and compete. I was not afraid of doubts and stereotype for nerds. And I am pretty sure I will do well in hosting. Okay guys, that is all for today. For the first episode of Marilyn's Life, I want it to be short. I want it to be a preview of the kind of feeling of the whole series. So it is a very short 10 minutes talk. If you like Marilyn's Life, please don't hesitate to subscribe. I will see you next Sunday.